What does the album title Undefeated mean?
It has lots of different meanings for me. I was when I was writing the album, I knew there was one word that I wanted, and I couldn't find it. And I was looking in dictionaries and stuff. And eventually, I was watching an old film called Raging Bull, which is about a boxer, and he is undefeated. And he's what I like about it. He's not the world champion. He's not the best in the world. He hasn't beaten everybody. It's just nobody has beaten him. And I thought that was kind of cool. So it has lots of pictures around it for me.
How long did it take you to make this album?
Well, so making an album has lots of different parts to it, you know. So the writing, I mean, I guess I was writing for about a year. I mean, not all day, every day, you know, but when I was writing, I was working on songs for this. And then my band, The Sleeping Souls, and me, we rehearsed the songs and sort of worked out, you know, who's going to play which part and everything while we were on tour and in a rehearsal room. And that took a few months. And then the recording took about 3 weeks, which was lovely because it was at my house. It was in the summer. I live near the sea, so we would swim in the sea and record in the afternoon. It was lovely. And then mixing takes a while. But so all in, I mean, a year and a half, maybe.
Okay. In one of your songs on this album, you sing about yourself when you were 15. What do you want to tell 15-year-old teenagers?
That life is more complicated than you might think, but that fact shouldn't make you give up, that there is things that you can do and achieve.
How did you realize you wanted to be a singer-songwriter?
Well, that's a good question. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a musician, you know, from when I was like 10 years old, it was like, I wanted to be a touring musician, you know, traveling around playing shows. First, I wanted to be in metal bands. Then I wanted to be in punk bands because I'm not good enough to be in a metal band then or now. Then I was in punk bands and toured with that for a long time. In 2005, my old band broke up, and I had a new group of friends who used to play each other's songs on acoustic guitars late into the night every night, and they would write songs about all of us, about our community, you know. And for me, that was really kind of exciting and new, and I thought maybe I will try and write some of these songs about us and all of our community. So. And then eventually that becomes singer-songwriter, you know? But so from around then. But I'm not sure I dreamed of being a singer-songwriter when I was like a little kid or whatever. But here we are. Life works out funny ways.
How and when did you meet the Sleeping Souls for the first time?
Initially, I was on a tour in 2005 just before I started doing the solo thing. And they were the support band, and I was selling t-shirts for the main band. But they were great. They were a band called Dive Dive, and that was Nigel, Ben, and Tarrant. And they said, I said, I'm thinking of doing this new kind of acoustic folk thing. And they said, we have our own recording studio, so if you wanted to come and record with us, that would be cool. So I did that, and then they were like, we also play. So when I was putting a band together, I got those three guys. And initially, that was just four of us. Then we met Matt. We won him in a game of poker. That's not 100% true, but it's not 100% false either. He was a friend of a friend, and Nigel, I think my old drummer, was playing poker with them and met Matt. And he's a very, very good piano player, and we needed a piano player. So we got him, and then since then Nigel has left the band, and we have Callum, and I know Callum through an old friend of mine. He used to play in a band called Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly, who are an English band, and I'm friends with those guys. And I needed a new drummer, and they said, hey, have Callum, he's great. So, and that's how we got here.
You translated the song Do One into German. Would you like to record and release more of your songs in German, and why?
Well, the first thing I should say is that I did not do the translation. Okay, my German, my, mein Deutsch ist nicht so gut. My friend Ingo from the Do Nots, he did the translation and he sings half of the song. I really like doing translations for songs into other languages. Partly it's fun for me. It's a cool challenge. I love pronouncing German. Just this feel of the words is just really cool to me. Ja, wie war die Reise? Ich bin müde. Ich möchte eine Tasse Kaffee. It's just fun to speak. But also, it's a way of showing respect for an audience, you know? Particularly when you're on a stage, I don't want to just kind of come through and just talk in English the whole night or whatever. I mean, I am English, I get that. But like, when a German band plays in England, they talk in English to the crowd. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we'll switch this around. But yeah, so hopefully we'll do more down the line. I mean, every time we come to Germany, I get like 4 days in and I'm like, I'm going to learn German properly and I'm going to be fluent in German. And then we go to another country. So one day I'll come here and stay for like 6 months.
Was he the one who forced you to speak German in the concert of Billy Talent and Ling?
I mean, I think that I was keen to do it, but it was, I think I said, ich habe eine Wette verloren, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it now. That's was a more of a joke than the truth, but he helped me a lot with my translations. But the thing about it is I have to trust him, right, about what it is he's telling me to say. And the thing about Ingo is that he is a cheeky guy, like, and so when he sends me translations and stuff, I always have to call someone else and just double check that he's not making me say something terrible to the crowd, you know? But yeah, he helped me out.
That's why I'm asking my English teacher always.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you describe the mood of the people on your concerts and how you feel when you see them so happy?
I mean, I think that my aim is to make people happy, you know, have a good time, to forget the world for a bit, release energy and stress and all those things. I never get to be in the audience for my shows, you know, I'm always, so I will never quite know what it's like to be in the audience for my shows. But yeah, I think that it seems to me like if the show's going well, that people are having a good time, and that makes me happy.
Do you prefer to sing and play live or in your studio, and why?
Definitely live. I like the studio in some ways, and, you know, being a songwriter and being a performer are two different things. And, you know, recording is kind of capturing your art forever, hopefully, and all that kind of thing. But, like, to me, ultimately, I like music when it is a conversation. You know, it's an exchange of energy between the people playing and the people listening, and it's just more fun. Do you know what I mean?
How are you feeling when you're on stage and start singing?
Good. I mean, I've been touring for 26 years now, which is a long time, and playing live shows, singing live to an audience is the one thing that I think that I'm good at in life. I should be after this much practice, you know? Like, it would be pretty depressing if I wasn't a little bit good. No, when I'm on stage and I'm singing to a crowd, I feel like I'm in the right place in life. You know, I feel safe and I feel comfortable on the stage.
Why are you counting all your concerts and shows?
Well, so the old band that I was in, our drummer counted the shows for that band while we were in the band, and I thought he was verrückt. Yeah, ein bisschen verrückt. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was a bit crazy, but then when the band broke up, I was really happy he did, because we had a record of what we'd done, and it's quite difficult to remember lots and lots of shows, especially over years and years. So when I started playing solo, I started keeping the list myself, partly for that reason, but also because for the first 2 years, maybe more, for me, it was just me. There was nobody else on the tour. There was no crew. There was no band. And at least if it's in a band, you can ask someone else, hey, when did we play in Oberhausen last, or whatever? But if it's just you, like, there's nobody else to ask. So I was like, I'll keep a list here. And at the beginning, it was just for me, you know. But now we're in a place where people have show numbers tattooed and stuff, and people are excited about show 3000, which is coming up next year. And so yeah, it's become a bit more kind of, it's a bit of a bigger thing now. Ultimately, like, playing a lot of shows doesn't necessarily mean anything in itself, you know? I mean, it's cool. It's a little bit kind of showing off, you know what I mean? But it's a list of what I've done with my life, and I like that.
Are you happy that the Molotov in Hamburg still exists? Even if it's in another place?
Yeah, of course. I mean, any independent venue that continues makes me happy. Molotov, come on, it's the greatest venue of them all. Like, certainly in, I would say it's my favorite venue in mainland Europe, for sure. And we played the original one, the old one, that was my first headline show in Hamburg, and it was awesome. The one that's been recently has been great. I think that they will make the new one great too, because it's great people and they know what they're doing and their hearts are in the right place.
Do you still believe?
Hell yeah. yes. I mean, you know, yes, I love rock and roll. It gives my life meaning and purpose. So yes.
And the last question is, which of your songs would you like to hear on a radio show?
Oh, I mean, in some ways, like, any of them would be fine. It's nice to get played on the radio. More recently, there is a song from Undefeated called Somewhere in Between that is my favorite song that I have written in a while, shall we say. It's a very important song for me. It's a very emotional song, you know. And I like it when people listen to that song.
Okay, thanks.